If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Rob from Paulsbo is. Rob, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Not so much to Steve Migs because I want you to get out of here. Get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Rob is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Rob, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Yeah. What kind of animal is a kookaburra?
A rodent.
No. Whoop, we're losing you. Can you hear us, Rob?
Yes, I'm here.
What kind of animal is a kookaburra?
Marsupial.
No.
Kangaroo.
No. Come On, Get Happy was the theme song for what show?
Come On, Get Happy. Pass.
In what decade was the first Corvette released?
The 1950s.
Say that again? Rob, are you there?
I am here, 1950.
Yes, there you go. NATO's headquarters are found in which northwestern European country? Rob?
Oh.
Rob, you're breaking up real bad.
Oh, dang it.
Kadabra.
Belgium.
Oh, yes, you got it. Kadabra Inc. was the original name for what Seattle-based company?
Microsoft.
No.
Pass.
What color do you see if an object absorbs all colors of the spectrum?
Black.
Yes. Who was the first U.S. president to be born a U.S. citizen?
Madison.
No. Rob,
that
I know you
terrible.
Were having a little phone trouble there, but you got 3 correct. It's okay. There are brighter days ahead. Maybe a new cell phone. Tell me, do you have an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
Oh, that's the problem.
I'm in a terrible area, though.
What are we doing?
Steve Migs, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What kind of animal is a kookaburra?
A bird?
Yes. Come On, Get Happy was the theme song for what show?
Get Happy. The Partridge Family.
It was. In what decade was the first Corvette released?
What decade? The 50s.
It was. NATO's headquarters are found in which northwestern European country?
France?
No.
Germany?
No.
Italy?
No. Kadabra Inc. was the original name for what Seattle-based company?
Amazon?
Yes. Huh. What color do you see if an object an object absorbs all colors of the spectrum?
Brown.
No.
Pink.
No.
Black.
Yes. Who was the first president to be born a U.S. citizen?
Oof. I'm going to go with Abraham Lincoln.
No.
Hamilton.
No.
Adams.
No. Joe Elliott is the lead singer of what
Def
band?
Leppard.
Yes. Who was the What was the first movie sequel to win the Oscar for Best Picture?
Rocky 2.
No.
Should have. Godfather.
Yes. What pizza chain was founded in Kansas by 2 brothers?
Papa John's?
No.
Domino's.
No.
Pizza Hut.
Yes. And with that, Steve Miggs, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct, which is a win, 8-3. Sorry, Rob. Oh.
Sing it to me, Tina.
Our friend Rob did know that NATO's headquarters are in Belgium.
Oh, okay.
And the first president to be born a U.S. citizen was Martin Van Buren.
Honestly, I might have named every single president ever and still forgot Martin Van Buren.
I thought it looked like it was right on the tip of your tongue,
Steve. No, you know, I mean, many say he was our best president. I mean, a lot of people still talk about him and all the great things that he did.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Now, I feel bad for Rob because he was having some cell phone issues. I hope he'll try again and one day beat Miggs, because we have a t-shirt that goes along with that, you know.
Hell yeah, we do. And it's pretty sweet.
You can go get yours, the I Beat Miggs shirt, in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Miggs Show. The Daily Miggs Show.
Has your kid ever said something that put you in an embarrassing situation?
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. Or were you the kid that said the thing that made things awkward for your family?
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. This just happened with one of our kids, and we're going to tell you about it and take your calls after Foof. Miggs, as I understand, yesterday you had one of those priceless, embarrassing moments with your daughter, Tatum.
Taryn, this is one of those moments where I wish I had my phone recording just so I could have got the... just got it all on so you could hear it. But like, it was one of those things where I couldn't even get her to repeat it because she was so embarrassed. So like, my wife and Tatum, they go to Adventurers, which is kind of like a Boy Scouts meets Girl Scouts. It's through the church, and it's a lot of fun. She does it every Wednesday, and they have a blast. So they came home from an Adventurers Club, and we're having dinner. And Sid's just like, oh, yeah, Tatum got embarrassed, which, you know, she's like, I don't want her to feel too embarrassed, because it's good that she's willing to, like, just volunteer when anything is asked of her. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, well, what happened? She's like, she got embarrassed because she told a joke. I guess somebody said, does anybody have a good joke to the kids? And Tam's like, I do. And I'll just say the joke. I wrote it down because I was like, I had to walk away. I was like, oh, my gosh. And remember, this is through the church.
Oh, God.
So this is a very, like, everybody there is religious, right? So Tatum's joke in front of the entire room was, why did Jesus die on the cross? And I'm like, what's the punchline? And the punchline was, because nobody liked him. And I'm like, what? So Sid's like, nobody was like... So they're all... And Tatum's trying to explain herself. She's like, I was just trying to do something that was Easter. And I was like, you know what? Props to you for trying to come up with a joke that's topical. I think that's awesome. And, you know, I was like, Dad, for his job... says a lot of bad jokes, so it's okay. You just kind of move on. You just kind of like set and forget it. Kind of, you know, you just kind of have to go on. And then she says, what I should have said. And I'm like, okay, well, what should you have said? She goes, well, the joke I should have said, because she's been like thinking about this apparently.
Oh my God.
She goes, why did Jesus die on the cross? I'm like, okay, why? She's like, and her punchline was, because a chicken jumped on his head. And then at that point, since, like, towards the kitchen, she's like, maybe we should just do any Jesus jokes in the future. I think I should just stay away from the Jesus jokes.
We'll just practice them at home before we debut them to the congregation.
I know. Like, she was embarrassed. I was like, nah, don't be embarrassed. It's not, worse things have been said. I think your heart was in the right place. You were trying to do a topical joke. It's Easter. Jesus is Easter. I get it, but yeah. It didn't go over very well with the crowd.
Fell a little flat.
Yeah.
So based on this, Rockaholic says, your kid ever said something that put you in an embarrassing situation? Or maybe you were the kid that said something that made things weird for your family. 206-803-ROCK. We do have a caller that says their colonoscopy got weird thanks to their kid. We're going to chat with them very shortly. But first, Richard from Granite Falls, tell us your story about when your kid made it weird.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Richard?
So this was my son was during football season and stuff, you know, we're at the stadium helping him and his teammates, you know, putting pads on and their jerseys on and stuff. And my wife's helping our son, and all of a sudden he yells out, child predator.
Was he pointing at you?
No, his mom was helping him tuck in his jersey. And this is, you know, in front of the stands, you know, all of his teammates are around, and he just blurts out, child predator. And then we're telling him, you can't be saying that kind of stuff, you know. And his teammates are yelling at him, too, you know, and talking about, like, feeling so embarrassed and, like, feeling really small, you know, because all the parents heard it, half the stand heard it, you know. And, oh, yeah, talk about embarrassing and just, like, looking around, feeling like, who's watching it, you know. Oh, yeah.
Imagine walking through the crowd and be like, I swear I'm not a child predator. I don't know why he said that. I promise you, like, here's my information. You could do a background check on me. I'm totally on the up and up.
206-803-ROCK. When did your kid make it awkward for your family? Trevor from Yelm, tell us your story. Tell us your story.
I'm here. All right. So this story is about my wife and our two-year-old. So my wife, she has to get a colonoscopy soon, and she had to drop off a fecal sample beforehand, on and so forth. And so she takes our two-year-old with her to the doctor's office, and, you know, she goes in, say, hey, I'm here to, you know, drop this off. They go, okay, go into this back room, you know, put it in the box or whatever. And then she comes out, and our two-year-old goes, Mommy, where's your poo-poo? And, like, super loud. Two-year-olds, you know, they don't have a volume control.
No.
And my wife just gets beat red. And the icing on the cake is the doctor's office was full house. I mean, every seat was taken. It was very packed that day. And she could hear, you know, like, a few people chuckle, a few people actually laugh and everything like that. So then, you know, my wife just rushes out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not saying, like, it's like a male-female thing, but in a sense, like, I feel like a male could kind of, like, handle that and just be like, you know, it's still embarrassing, but I feel like that's something that a woman does not want to have, like, broadcast in front of everybody, even though people do know why she's there.
Right. And then so for the rest of the day, my two-year-old, you know, little boy, he just keeps going up to my wife, going, Mommy, where's your poo-poo? And just, like, you know, she goes grocery shopping, you know, she goes and picks our four-year-old up from school and all this stuff. And just for the rest of the day, he just keeps doing it. And it's like, dude, stop.
He's just very worried about that poo-poo.
That's just his new catchphrase.
Oh, no. Oh, that's beautiful.
Someone just texted in with a good one. I'm going to try and tactfully read this one because this is just insane to me. They texted at 206-803-ROCK, and it said, when I was a kid, I told the how do you circumcise a redneck joke to my grandparents and their church group, and they were not too amused. Do you know the answer to that joke?
I do not.
How do you circumcise a redneck? Redneck? You kick his sister in the jaw.
Oh!
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we know you're a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots. That show is August 29th at the Evergreen State Fair in Monroe. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots August 29th at the Evergreen State Fair in Monroe. And our contestant this morning is Scott from Federal Way. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Karen.
You get to play with me, by the way, since Danny is on vacation this week. It's going to be the Scott and Taryn show.
Let's do it.
Are you ready, Scott?
Sweet. The last couple times I played, I had to play against Sarah, and I miss her dearly, but it is so nice to not have to deal with that.
She's a little bit of a disadvantage. That's very, very true. But we miss her, too. She's awesome. Yes. Okay.
Oh, she's great. She's great.
Let's see. Make sure. Okay, are you ready for it? I'm going to play 1 second from a song. You have to guess what song it is. Are you ready?
Send it to me, Migs.
Here we go.
Okay, that's going to be Vaseline by Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes!
That's the band you're going to see.
Feel immense pressure, Steve.
Yeah, no pressure.
That was my sixth grade anthem.
Dude, this song, I remember when the first time I heard it, I was like, because it was like, I think this was on the follow-up record to their first record. So this was on Purple. And I remember, like, you know, a lot of us Stone Temple Pilots fans were like, are they going to come back with a good record? And you heard this song, you're like, okay, yeah, I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah. Nailed it, yeah.
100%.
All right, Scott, well done. Now, Steve Migs, hit me with my clip.
All right, here you go.
Ooh.
Yeah, would you like to hear it again?
I definitely need to hear it again.
Oh, man.
Scott?
I can help you.
Let's go one more.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I might need a Steve Migs hint.
I'll play it one more time. Really just focus in.
Man, all I hear is noise.
Is it a band that starts with the letter N?
Yes.
Okay, I think I know the band.
And it's not Night Ranger.
I have no idea what the song is, but it's Nickelback.
It is Nickelback. All right, now that you know it's Nickelback, Scott, maybe you can help out by hearing this clip again.
Run it again.
It's one of their absolute biggest hits.
Is it Photograph?
Well, you got to give a hint. Let's pretend that Taryn didn't hear that.
Sorry, is it something that's like taking a still shot?
Oh, like a photograph? The game with no integrity.
No integrity.
You said that in your disclaimer. You bend the rules, there's no integrity.
Exactly. We know you're a Stone Temple Pilots fan. You've been listening to them since you were a kid. We want to make sure you go see the show.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, guys.
Congratulations, yeah, Scott. That was awesome.
I feel like this would have been an easier one for that song.
Oh, that would have been a giveaway. Giveaway.
You wouldn't even need to hear the vocals.
Look at this photograph.
Didn't you meet them at a backstage one time or something? Or you met Chad Kroeger one time?
I met Chad Kroeger when and actually just the anniversary of it just showed up on my Facebook feed like a couple of days ago when my old band Bruiser Brody, we went to Vancouver, British Columbia, did 3 sold out shows with Steel Panther. And Steel Panther, they're friends with everybody. They were the greatest guys. And one of the nights Chad Kroeger showed up to hang out with them because they're all friends. He went up on stage and he was singing Enter Sandman by Metallica. And then in the backstage kind of area after he performed, he went to the bar, got two trays full of shots of vodka and other vodka drinks as well. And he was just walking around, couldn't be a nicer guy, walking around with the trays like he's a cocktail, like a waitress, and just handing us all free drinks.
How many did you take?
I don't remember much of the night. Also, I thought...
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
I also thought he was Dane Cook.
If we've talked about something this morning you'd like to talk about, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Throughout the morning, we've had some awesome texts, wonderful calls from our Rockaholics,
yes,
but we haven't been able to get to everybody until now, Steve Miggs. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Window Nation. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. And the number to call is 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier we were talking about artificial intelligence.
AI.
And how the kids are using it to cheat in the classrooms. Like, what are the teachers doing about
it? And it was
this?
Fun hearing from a few teachers. Shocking that we have teachers that listen to our show, but thankfully we have two. And hearing how they have to combat it and how they have to kind of be able to, like, be on a high alert for when their kids, sometimes it's very obvious when the kid's using AI, but in other instances, you got to look for, like, little Easter eggs.
Well, we have Jerry from Issaquah on the phone who wants to talk about how it was back in the 1970s, Steve, well before artificial intelligence. Jerry, tell us your thoughts.
In fact, not just the 70s, but let's first go way back to the 50s. When the computers gobbled up huge amounts of electric power.
And space, when you think about it, they would take up an entire room.
Yeah. And then in the 60s, the integrated circuit, better known as the microchip, was invented. They took up far less space. They could compute much faster because the distance between the parts and the speed of light, and they use way less electricity. So I see artificial intelligence developing or revising its algorithm to make it more efficient
in power
use and speed. And then students using artificial intelligence to write their papers, well, in the 70s, the calculators made basic arithmetic really easy. Then in the 80s, the word processors got rid of the typewriter.
I love that you're giving us a full history lesson on all the different ways that we've used to kind of improve our ability to be educated.
Steve, do you remember using calculators to your advantage in a different way?
I do. Well, I remember we were allowed to use a calculator for like statistics class.
Yeah.
And I would use that calculator to cheat all the time. Like I would write little notes in there.
Yes.
Because I had like that fancy calculator that had like its own cover. And so I'd like write stuff with masking tape and kind of like hide
stick it. Stick it inside.
Stick it in.
I did the same thing. And look where we ended up.
I forgot all about that until he brought up the fact that people had calculators. That's hilarious.
What was your, like, number one greatest cheating achievement?
My favorite was writing. I remember somehow we got access to some kind of answers to some kind of an exam. Or someone took the exam before us. And so they would, like, you know how it would be like, hey, I took the exam in my class in high school. You're about to take that class. Here's the answers. And I would write them all down on masking tape. I would tape the inside of my shirt. And while I was taking the test, I would just kind of look down and flop that bottom part of my shirt over with the answers. And then, boop, boop, boop. What about you?
I had a skirt that had layers. And so I would write on a note card all the answers that I possibly could fit on a note card. And I would pin it in between the layers. And then I'd just flip one up. And I thought, if a teacher wants to see what's in my skirt, they got another thing coming.
Yeah, they do.
The Daily Mix Show.
An iconic band just fired their drummer after he's been in the band for nearly three decades. We're going to tell you what happened at 9:50. The Who have fired their longtime drummer, Zach Starkey.
Do you know who Zach Starkey is?
I know that he's Ringo Starr's son.
Okay, yeah. He also played, I think, with Oasis for a bit, or one of the Gallagher brothers as well. But yeah, he's been a part of The Who for nearly 30 years.
29 years. And he did say in a post that 29 years at any job is a good run, and he's wishing them the best, obviously. Says that he remains their biggest fan. But
I'm
it looks
shocked.
Like, I mean, maybe would you consider putting your name in the hat for the
no.
next drummer of The Who?
A, I'm not talented enough. And B, I don't think I'd want to play behind Pete Townsend or Roger Daltrey. I've heard so many interviews where Pete Townsend has said, yeah, Roger picks the backing band. If it was up to me, these wouldn't be the backing band members. And then he lists the people who he thinks should be in the band. And I'm like, if I'm Zach Starkey, I'd be like, go after yourself, buddy. I've been doing this for a while. And apparently Zach had some like health issues recently, and so he wasn't able to play as well as he usually does.
Yeah, he had like a blood clot situation or something like that.
Short leash. I think he should have went full Keith Moon.
Oh, yeah?
Did you ever keep up on, like, the drama that was always between Pete Townsend and Keith Moon?
I just knew Keith Moon was always, like, hammered.
Yes. There was one time, I remember watching the Live at the Isle of Wight concert. It's a concert film that they put out. It's amazing. If you're a Who fan, I'm sure you've seen it. And at one point during the concert, Keith is just being Keith Moon, who's just kind of like, you know, he's not perfect. He's kind of out there. He's a mess on the drums sometimes, but he's awesome. And at one point, Pete Townsend just turns around and just smacks him in the face. And then there was another time, I just love the Keith Moon, Pete Townsend dynamic. Back in the 70s, Keith Moon passed out during a show. And we have audio of it. This is when Pete Townsend just kind of had enough of it and had this to say about Keith Moon. They just hated each other.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Is it true, though, that the character Animal was kind of emulating Keith Moon? Like, they wrote the Muppet Animal after him?
I'm saying yes, like I know. But I believe you're right, because the two of them have a lot of, like, similarities.
They absolutely do, and Animal might be my favorite drummer.
Absolutely. That's who Animal's the reason why I wanted to play the drums.
And look at you now.
Not a puppet.
Just killing it.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hey, you want to do some drugs with the cops here in Washington?
Sure.
This is a real opportunity. We'll tell you about your shot during the Daily Mix download after Joan Jett.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle's in the house. I know for a fact you've never had a bad day in your life.
Not one. Not ever.
You look like you're having a great one right now.
It's a good day today.
Beautiful weather.
Any day out of the dirt's a good day.
Yes, sir.
We woke up today.
That's right.
Scored. You know who also woke up and scored? Your Seattle Mariners, Ryan Castle. They are actually playing well. They've won 5 of the last 6 games, including yesterday afternoon. They beat the Reds. They're playing right now. I have no idea how they're doing, but they're in Cincinnati, and they started like 9:30 this morning.
I was going to save it to watch later, so don't spoil it for me.
Okay.
It's on my DVR.
Yeah, exactly.
Cal Raleigh, 2 home runs from both sides of the plate, including his 100th career home run with the Seattle Mariners.
Big dumper.
Dare I say.
The sweetest dumper.
This is our year.
It is.
Every year.
Are we all feeling that? A little bit of the rumble?
100%.
The pride?
You can't be disappointed if you don't have expectations.
That's fair.
Ryan Castle, listen up. If you're over 21,
yes.
You're qualified to be a volunteer with the Seattle Police, where they want you to get high with them.
Okay.
Well, not with them. They're not going to get high. But you're going to get high and then participate in a DUI training course on May 9th. So you get to do the pot. And then they're going to put you through some field sobriety tests at the SPD training facility.
They'll be like, he's way too good at this.
I'm just picturing, what is it, dodgeball? Like, you're just stoned and one of the, the sheriff just grabs a wrench and chucks it at your head.
Well, here's the thing. I don't do that drug.
The pot.
Well, they do say you have to bring your own stash. The cops are not providing the weed. You don't get to go through the evidence
room,
I don't
think. Does this feel like a setup
That's
to anybody else?
Right? Then come on, bring your drugs.
Bring
get
your
high
drugs and come on down.
But like, they'll drive you home.
My dumb ass, like, okay, cool.
They'll drive you home afterwards, which would be kind of cool to be in, like, the back of a cop car for, like, not the worst reason,
what if
you
they
know?
Just put you in the car and said, all right, have a great day. See you later.
I'm just picturing you show up. And you're like, we said just bring weed. You've brought molly. You've brought acid and mushrooms. Like, sir, we're going to have to arrest you.
Crawling out of my own skin. They have to scrape me out of the car, you know?
Do they at least provide snacks?
Oh, that's a good question. If they don't, that's just rude.
The whole thing is sponsored by Doritos.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, if I was still a stoner, I kind of would want to go do that just for the experience.
I feel like you should come out of the, you know, the woodwork and be a stoner one last time just for this.
Kind of like with Rumspringer for the Amish. Like, 1 week of the year, you go balls out.
Exactly.
Yeah. One day, I just get stoned and hang out with cops. That sounds like a great idea.
That sounds terrifying.
Did anybody need to use Zoom yesterday?
Actually, yes. No.
Yes. Were you able to?
No. We had Sammy Hagar and Lizzie Hale scheduled yesterday.
No.
We had to reschedule both of them. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, for reals.
Yeah, because Zoom went down for about 2 hours. I guess remote workers, you know, obviously had a little bit of a break. Some people were happy about it, but in that situation,
sure, Sammy Hagar and Lizzie Hale were both thrilled.
You know what? I bet they were. Now, to try to figure out why it happened, there is a hacking group called Dark Storm Team. They claim that they're the reason why it happened, but Zoom's saying that's not the case. But, of course, they're not going to admit to that if it was.
Now.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 64 degrees. It's going to be clear today. That is the DMD, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.